Hello, and welcome to Spiritual Living Today. We're here to experience this human life in all of its glorious contrast. Jennifer Lonberg and her guides have been helping people bridge the gap between spirituality and being human, and how to realistically and practically incorporate spirituality into all aspects of our daily life since 2015. She is the author of multiple books, including Embodied Grace, A Woman's Path to Empowerment, and The Secret Experiences of a Closet Psychic. This is the place to be to talk about all things life and spirituality. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this next episode. I'm really kind of excited, a little bit nervous about today's episode because this is something that I've come across before and I've went through myself before, but it just landed in a new way this morning when I was channeling out. So I'm just going to start at the beginning. Okay. So when I first started out with the life coaching aspect of my business, right? So just a really quick history. I left corporate America, became a nail tech. Within being a nail tech, it was interesting to me, and I had such good relationships with all my clients, but everybody used to say, you know, I just feel so safe talking to you. Like they, and I think people need that. We need to be heard. We need to be understood. We need to feel cared for. We need to feel like we're not being judged. We need to feel like we're okay just as we are. Right. And I loved being a nail tech. It sounds so simple, but helping women feel better, helping women feel more presentable, more happy. And sometimes it's just for the joy of it. Right. So like, it doesn't matter if you're somebody that likes your nails done or not, that anything that kind of makes you feel like you feel put together, you feel good, or even if you just enjoy it because they're pretty, right? Like for, if nothing else in your day, you can look down and your nails are pretty and they're painted and you're like, oh, my nails look good, right? So like anything like that, that just helps you feel a little bit better. So while I was doing the nails, I realized that that was part of it. And we used to laugh about it. Jim and I used to laugh and he's like, you know, it's funny because you wanted to go to school to be a counselor and here you are, you know, not as a counselor, like I have to do the disclaimer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a licensed therapist, yada, yada. But like, it was that kind of feeling like I felt like I was listening to people and helping them through whatever was going on in their life. And being that close, like literally holding somebody's hand every other week for years, like you get to know them, right? So you have that intimacy because you're so close. And so that really, I think, is what led me into, the life coaching and the health coaching. So with the nail tech stuff, it just naturally, the Nature Sunshine vitamins and herbs and all the training, I did that training for myself because I wanted to get myself healthy, but it also translated into when I was working or sitting with the women, I'm like, you know, have you tried this or have you tried that? And so it just naturally kind of progressed, right? So then I really dove into, I was still doing nails, but I was also, offering the health consults, right? And then that naturally morphed into the life coaching. And what I've realized is as I went into the life coaching, just naturally, and I know this is like God's plan, the divine plan of getting me to where I am today, like a lot of the women that I worked with had an intuition and had spiritual gifts and they didn't know how to use them. And it all boiled down to ridicule and rejection, which is something that I've dealt with myself, right? Like being Christian and psychic, you want to talk about ridicule and you want to talk about rejection. I have felt them to the extreme, right? So part of my like mission was if I can help one woman understand and heal from the trauma that's caused from ridicule and rejection, like I'm down, like show me the way. I am on this mission. I am ready to take this path because it's just something that like people just need to be loved, right? So here it is all these years later, right? Like this nail tech stuff was, oh my gosh, Allie was like two, you know what I mean? And now she's, what is she, like 23? So like this is 20 something years later and here I am still with this same passion and the same calling. And when I channeled this the other day, I was like, oh my gosh, it's giving me like this new fire and this new passion about diving into really helping others navigate their gifts and their divine nature. Like, that is really what this is boiling down to, is I really am at a point where, with all of this new energy coming in, with all of the availability that we have now versus a few years ago, of what's available to us to help us understand the mystical and esoteric nuances of what is in this life. Like, right? So we've probably all, if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably heard this little saying, and it's almost like redundant at this point, but we're spiritual beings having a human experience. We've all probably heard that. And I truly believe that too. But what has me all wound up this morning is that even in the spiritual community, I've seen the same kind of ridicule and rejection, right? It breaks my heart, guys. Like, what I realized this morning is I kind of had this, like, it's a Christian thing, like, because the Christian and psychic piece don't really go together. And so that was where the biggest rejection for me came, was from the Christians who were judging me for calling myself psychic instead of, like, some of the words that are accepted in certain parts of Christianity, because again, there's so many different Lutheran, Christian, Catholic, Protestant, Baptist. There's like how many different kinds of Baptists, like all of those. Some of them have a way of expressing spiritual gifts, but they would call it like a seer or a prophet or things like that, that didn't resonate with me, right? It really is kind of the same word, but that doesn't even matter. That's kind of besides the point, because what it's coming down to is the ridicule and rejection. So, oh, seriously, you guys, I'm so fired up about this. There's so many different places that I don't even know where to start with this, but here's the thing. When I kind of broke into the more psychic realm of things and the more metaphysical side of things, because that's where it seemed like I would be accepted, right? Because of the psychic piece of that. The one thing I found was the same kind of judgment. If you weren't Christian, I might work with you. How can you be a Christian? They're so judgy. I love that you work with the angels, but I can't get on board with the Christian thing. Like, literally, these are the things that I've heard, right? So what I'm wanted to really kind of get into is this blanket judgment. And these are things that I see across the board. Like, there's so many different ways we can look at this, but in the spiritual community, one of the things that I've noticed is, you can't drink coffee. That'll mess up your chakras. Or, if you were really spiritual, you wouldn't drink alcohol, right? the thing that, oh my gosh, this one gets me every time. If you were just spiritual enough, you wouldn't have any health issues. Like, just pray and release it. Like, oh my God. But what if you have, this is where my guides come back to what I've been teaching since the very beginning of the life coaching thing, is the five pillars, right? Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and galactic energy. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And part of that human experience is the physicality of it. So some of the health issues, I don't care how much you pray, they're not going to go away. You just have to learn how to navigate this physical realm with whatever it is. Now, you can make things better. You can do things that will keep you healthy. So I do understand that aspect. There is an element of the health issues being energetic or emotional or even generational, right? This whole, if you're spiritual enough, is exactly the same as if you were Christian enough, right? So bear with me as I'm on my little soapbox this morning, but this is really it goes back to non-judgment, right? So just for the record, I have never tried, like never will, never, never have, will I try to convert anyone to anything. You know, just because I read the Bible, just because I have that perspective and I serve from that Christianity piece, because I understand Jesus and the angels, and the Christianity was the background of where I come from. I want to serve from a perspective of non-judgment. And non-judgment is something that my guides have been loud and clear for years and years. Well, ever since I've been channeling, but even before that, I felt like one of the things throughout the thread of my life from the time I was little was not judging. We need to get into a place to where we really can serve, because I'm guessing a lot of you listening to this are in service of some kind, whether that's an energy healer or a reader or somebody that does, you know, there's so many different things: tapping, healing, energy work, Reiki, tarot reading, life coaching, counseling. Everybody that's usually called to listening to the work that I do is some kind of a healer or counselor or life coach or a tarot reader, whatever it is. You're here to help other people, right? Like, there's something in your heart. You just want to help other people have an easier life, however that shows up and however the work is that you put to the world. One of the things that we need to break is this ridicule and rejection pattern. Okay. This is basically, if you were spiritual enough, you wouldn't fill in the blank, right? If you were spiritual enough, you would fill in the blank. We've got to break this, right? We've got to break this pattern. I've had this on my heart for months about healing the Christian wounding when it comes to this rejection and judgment and ridicule. It's basically the judgment of others, and it causes so much hurt in the world, right? And what I realized is that it isn't just a Christian thing. This is a humanity thing. So I just wanted to come and speak to that today. There's a big difference. There's another thing too that we needed to talk about in this. There's a big difference between non-judgment and discernment, right? So it's one thing to discern that what somebody's doing is not for you, and that's perfectly fine. But when you get to the point that your discerning turns into rejection and ridicule and judgment, that's where the issue comes in, okay? We've got to get to a place to where we let others decide for themselves what's right for them. And just in case you're like, well, wait a minute, I'm going to argue with you right now because I am not like, however it's showing up for you, right? Like, we need to let other people decide what is right for them and what isn't. Okay. I'm not talking about the major things. I'm not talking about something that's dangerous, or I'm not talking about something that's corrupt. I'm not talking about anything that's hurting another human being. Like, if somebody's hurting another human being, obviously, there should be judgment on that. There should be, this is not something that you can do. Like, you don't harm anyone else. But if they're not harming somebody, like me drinking coffee, that's not doing anything to your chakras. Do you see what I mean? Like, these are the things that we need to get over, these little judgments that really, in the grand scheme of things, we've got to let the pettiness go, right? Okay, so let me wrap this up. I hope this is making sense to you guys. I feel like I'm a little bit scattered just because I'm so wound up about how this is coming through. But here's the thing I want to leave you with. Yes, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And part of that experience is having experience as humans, right? If we can focus on joy, happiness, peace, abundance, all of those things, knowing that we each are unique, right? We need to have this understanding that we are each unique, especially with the age of Aquarius coming in. We're going to feel more unique than ever, but also with the collective, how are we unique within the collective? What are we bringing to this world? Let's not waste our energy by judging things. Let's not waste our energy on ridiculing how others are doing things. Let's not fall into the trap of, well, she must not know that you have to meditate every day in order to have a clear spiritual connection. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've got to let some of this go. And I am poking fun and trying to bring this in a lighthearted way, but like, let's really dig into this. And I just want to be clear that this is not a judgment. This isn't judging anybody else. This is really just a call to awaken to the things that are holding your energy when it comes to this. Are you ridiculing anyone? Are you rejecting anyone? And again, no judgment in that, but how can you shift that from ridicule and rejection to just being in discernment for yourself, right? And then allowing other people to come to conclusions for themselves, shining light so that they can see the light and be curious about the light and then ask the questions, right? Instead of forcing our ideas and beliefs on others, what if we just live naturally in accordance with our own beliefs and our own discernment, and then letting them, if they feel that it's a calling to them, letting them come to that on their own? right? Like, of course, encouraging them and dropping little tidbits here and there and planting seeds, right? But the best way to empower someone else is to let them decide for themselves what's right for them. Okay, I think that's it for today, guys. Sending you all lots of love, and I will talk to you all soon.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Don't forget to grab the free downloadable resources for this episode. You can find the details in the show notes.
Remember that Jennifer offers an app, a variety of online courses, as well as private VIP coaching and mentorship. You can find out more about this on her website at jenniferlundberg.com.